إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد وجبت أن سؤال ما يسي الله سبحانه وتعالى May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about shirk al-ta'a, that is associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to obey Him, commanded us to obey His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many verses of the Quran. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that we should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should obey Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. And obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey His messenger. Obey the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأولي الأمر منكم. And obey those who are in charge of your affairs, those who are in authority. فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And if you differ concerning anything, refer it back to Allah and His Messenger. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded in this verse that we should obey Him and we should obey His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من أطاعني فقد أطاع الله ومن عصاني فقد عصى الله. Whoever obeys me has indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever disobeys me has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed. So this tells us that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we obey His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the obedience of those in authority, those who are at the aim of affairs, those who are governing the country, obeying them has to do with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we obey them when they do not command us to do what goes against that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if they command us to do what goes against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا سَمْعَ وَلَا طَعَ. In that situation, we don't obey them and we do not follow them. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الطَّاعَةُ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ. You only obey the constituted authority when they order you to do what does not go against that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Nevertheless, We have people who do shirk with ta'ah. Those who associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we treat them to obedience. That is, they associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, the obedience will go against that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they believe that such people, they deserve to be obeyed. Even when the obedience goes against that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why it is important to emphasize this aspect and to warn our conscious people against it. That don't obey any person, thinking that person is on the same pedestal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although the person is better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is okay, and what the person has also commanded is okay. So whoever places anybody in this category, such a person has committed what we know as shirkut ta'ah. That is, taking a servant of Allah, taking a human being as somebody who is on equal pedestal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he says, one believes that one can also follow what the person says or commands, even if what he has commanded is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a shirk is, associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody has the right to be obeyed when obeying him or her goes against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to talk of somebody now placing that person on the same pedestal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to talk of the person now believing that the one that is obeying him is almost better than obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will be what shirkun fi ta'a. That is associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ta'a, in obedience. And this is what a kind of worshipping that person. That is what worshipping that person. You have raised the person to the level of worship. You have raised the person to the level of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the Banu Israel and the Nasara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about them in the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورؤبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Nasara, they took their Ahbar. Ahbar, these are the rabbis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتخذوا أحبارهم, the Jews took the Ahbar, the rabbis, they took them as arbaba min dunillah. They took them as lords other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the Nasara, they took the ruhban, their monks, they took them as arbaba min dunillah. They took them as lords other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورؤبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their rabbis, they took their monks as lords other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والمسيح. Likewise, they took Al-Masih as Rabb. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورؤبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم and Messiah, the son of Mary. They took him as a Rabbu, as a Lord. One of the companions by name Ali ibn Hatim, At-Tayyib, radiallahu anhu, came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a Christian before embracing Islam. So when he embraced Islam, he wasn't just sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Messenger of Allah read this verse, اِتَّخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُؤْبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَالْمَسِيحَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. That is, they took their rabbis and their monks as lords apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he had this, he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ. He said, why I was in Christianity, we were not worshipping our rabbis or our monks. We were not worshipping our monks when I was in Christianity. So when he said that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, trying to explain what he meant by that. That is, what was meant by the verse. Now, what he felt was that when we say somebody is worshipping another person, or somebody is worshipping something, this is for you to offer a sacrifice, to slaughter an animal, or for you to prostrate and worship for the person, or for you to make a vow for that person or for that thing. So he thought this was the worship that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was referring to. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected that impression, that when I said you are worshipping your rabbis and your monks, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said you are worshipping your rabbis and your monks, that does not mean that you are prostrating for them or you are offering sacrifices to appease them and things like that. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَيْسَ يُحِلُّونَ لَكُمْ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ فَتُحِلُّونَ. He said, your monks and your rabbis, would they not tell you to do what Allah has forbidden? And you do what Allah has forbidden. You follow them. You obey them. What Allah has forbidden, they will ask you to do that and you would obey them, you follow them, because you feel that they have the right to also legislate. They have the right to prohibit. Just by the fact that you know that what they are telling you is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Because it is your rabbi, it is your monks that have said you should do, so you will do. Just by the fact that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited those things. أَلَيْسَ يُحِلُّونَ لَكُمْ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ فَتُحِلُّونَ. Would they not prohibit for you? Would they not legalize for you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited? And you will also prohibit that thing that Allah has prohibited, prohibited you would legalize rather what Allah has prohibited. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَيْسَ يُحَرِّمُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ فَتُحَرِّمُونَ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared to be halal, what Allah has made halal, would they not make some of these things haram for you? And you follow them, you declare those things to be haram too. That kind of fact that you know that they have what? They have declared this thing to be haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared it to be halal. But you prefer to follow them. Then the companion, Ali ibn Hatim At-Tayyib, said, Bala. He said, we the followers will do that. What Allah prohibited, and we know for certain that Allah prohibited it, because our teachers, our monks, our rabbis declared those things to be halal, we'll follow them. We'll follow them. because we believe they also have the right to also legislate. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared to be halal, so when they tell us that those things are haram, we follow them. And because we believe that we also have the right to watch, to legislate and to talk, so we follow them. So this is called shirkut ta'a. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَتُهُمْ. So if you acknowledge that you follow them in declaring halal what Allah has prohibited, or declaring haram what Allah has permitted, if you acknowledge that you do that, then you are worshipping them. So it is very, very wrong of any one of us when we know that this is what Allah has said on the matter, for anybody to tell us that we should do the opposite. When we know that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said on a particular thing, for us to do the opposite because our sheikh, our respected malam, has told us otherwise. So this is what shirk ta'a. We are worshipping them. We are doing their ibadah. We are associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our obedience to our leaders or to our malams. So and we should not do this. We should not do this. Now, we say if you know, at times one may not be aware of the doing of a particular thing. But because we respect our malams, because we respect them, when they tell us we do, because who do not know that what they are telling us is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a situation like this, you are not sinful, because we do not know. But once we know that what they are telling us is wrong, what they are telling us is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we say we are going to follow them, it's either one of two ways. It's either we take them as people who also have the right to legislate, to make laws, despite the fact that their laws, the laws they are making are against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that, then one has gone out of the fold of Islam. But when we follow them, we know that they do not deserve to be following the law that is made, then we now follow them. This is called what? This is called mafia. This is the thing. This is the thing. And this is applicable to a lot of people. We know that this is what Allah has prohibited, but we do the otherwise. Take for instance, Allah prohibited zina, but a lot of people commit zina. Allah prohibited the consumption of intoxicants. A lot of people consume intoxicants. Allah prohibited the sale of intoxicants. A lot of people sell intoxicants. Allah prohibited taking usury, that we call interest. When you loan people money, you don't take interest on it. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is clear in the Quran and the Sunnah, that you must not take interest when you loan people. You shouldn't stipulate any interest when you loan people money. So this is called riba. So a lot of things that Allah has prohibited or Allah has commanded. Take for instance, the five daily prayers, Allah has made them compulsory. But a lot of people are not praying. Allah has made compulsory fasting in the month of Ramadan. A lot of people are not fasting in the month of Ramadan. Allah has commanded us to also perform Hajj. A lot of people have not performed Hajj, and they have the financial way with that to do this. So what are they? They are what? They are resorts. They are sinful people. But if they say, we know Allah has commanded all these things, but we don't see that as what compulsory on us, or we know Allah has forbidden all this, but to us, we cannot go away from such things. This does not agree with our culture. You see, at times you tell some people, this is what Allah has said. This thing is haram in Islam. Clear verse of the Quran, you show it to somebody, and he'll tell you that, yes, I know it in the Quran, but our fathers, this is what they are doing. So this is elevating your father to the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is shirk ta'a. This is what shirk ta'a. But if he says that, I know this is a haram, Allah has prohibited them, and I know that what, when we do it, you are sinful, we say he has not gone out of the fold of Islam. He has not committed shirk that takes him out of the fold of Islam. He's still a Muslim, but it's sinful. And this is the attitude of a lot of people, a lot of people. So a lot of us, including the speaker, at times you know Allah is forbidding this thing, but we do. Out of what? Out of hawa, out of self-desire. So out of self-desire. But for you to have that grudge, for you to have that gut rather, to say this thing, yes, I know Allah prohibited it, but according to our own culture, or according to the constitution, there is nothing wrong with it. So you have raised and elevated the constitution to the level of the law of Allah subhanahu. With this, you go out of the fold of Islam. Even if you pray every day, you pay sadaqah, you perform hajj, you perform umrah, all this will not help you, because you have elevated the law of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the level of the law of Allah, or above the level of Allah, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you said earlier, it is wrong for you to say, I know this is what this is, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this matter. However, we can also follow our own law. You put them on the same pedestal. So this is wrong. This is wrong. This makes one a mushrik, a kafir. It makes one a mushrik and a kafir. So what we are trying to say in essence is that we should avoid what is known as what? Shirku at-ta'a. Do not follow anybody. Be in a malam, be in a leader, to the level of placing that person on the same pedestal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or making the person above that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one does that, one falls in the same thing that the Yahud and the Nasara, they fell into. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورؤبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their rabbis and their monks as lords other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wa al-Masih ibn Maryam. And they also took Messiah, the son of Mary, as Rabbu. In which aspect? Not by following. Because when they follow al-Masih, Messiah, the son of Mary, they are what? Following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But which aspect were they worshipping in? They worshipped him in the sense that what? They gave the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should not be given to anybody. They gave it to Al-Masih, Messiah Isa, the son of Mary. They call on him. They call on him. And you should not call on anybody. They slaughter for him. You shouldn't slaughter for anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the Nasara and the Yahud, what they did to their rabbis and their monks, and what they did to Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا. And they were not commanded except to worship just one ilah. One God, one deity. La ilaha illahu. There is no deity that deserves to be worshipped except in alone. Subhanahu. Glory be to him. Amma yushrikun. Far above what they associate with him. So the point here is that we should avoid shirkun fi ta'a. We should not follow anybody by now associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our following of that person. Yes, the rulers, we follow them as long as what is said is not against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we obey them, when their laws are against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are sinful. We are sinful. Unless if they force us to do that, then we are what? We are free. Or we do not know that what they've commanded us is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we know that what they commanded us is wrong, and we decide to follow them, we are sinful. That is the least you can say. But one may go out of the fold of Islam completely when you say, yes, they have the right to all through his law. He can make constitution. Who needs the constitution is against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what shirkul fitra'a. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد هذا وقف الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى الصلاة فوانا بها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هيتي أكبر وصرني فاكني خطبة نفا ọ̀rọ̀ ìwà orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́mọba tí a ti ń bára wa sọ láti bí ọ̀sẹ̀ mélòó kan sẹ́yìn ó ní tí a pè ní ṣírkù tọ́ra a ní ṣírkù ní ká wá orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́mọba tó dá wa àtọ́ra ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ní ká tẹ̀lé àṣẹ ọlọ́mọba dé kánú wípé a gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ̀lé àṣẹ òun a ti gbọdọ̀ tẹ̀lé àṣẹ òjíṣẹ́ o kódà ó ní ká tẹ̀lé àṣẹ àwọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ aláṣẹ wa ọlọ́run ọba ní àfíhùnlá wà àfíhùn rasúl wà wúlí amẹ́rìnkù ẹ tẹ̀lé àṣẹ àlá ẹ dẹ̀ tẹ̀lé àṣẹ òjíṣẹ́ àti àwọn aláṣẹ ẹnu yín ìtẹ̀lé àṣẹ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ó ní àwọn òfin tí ọlọ́run ọba ṣe kalẹ̀ àwọn nǹkan tó ní kaṣe àwọn nǹkan tó dẹ̀ ní kájìnà sí ìtẹ̀lé àṣẹ Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó ní tó bá ṣe lálàyé fún wa tó pa wá láṣẹ rẹ̀ tó fi ń ṣàlàyé òfin ọlọ́run ọba fún wa ká tẹ̀lé ní tó bá dẹ̀ ní kájìnà sí eléyìí òun la fi ń tẹ̀lé àṣẹ ọlọ́run òun la fi ń tẹ̀lé àṣẹ Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ayé àpọ̀ lórí eléyìí Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa sọ fún wa ó ní man ata'ani ẹni tó bá tẹ̀lé àṣẹ mi faqad ata'a Allah irú èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ti tẹ̀lé Allah wa man ata'ani ẹni tí ó bá lẹ̀ ṣe fi tó bá tàpá sí àṣẹ mi ọ̀kọ̀dọ̀ àtọ̀lá ó tàpá sí àṣẹ ọlọ́run ọba yìí sọ̀yìn olè sọ fún òfin ṣe islam kó ní bóòmì tànàbì ṣe jẹ́ gbẹ́ sọ́lọ́mọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ àlejò ọ̀sánlá tó bá ti ní bóòmì tànàbì ṣe jẹ́ gbẹ́ ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ náà ni pé bóòrò ló ṣe jẹ́ kó ń máa pin lọ ìtumọ̀ tó ń sọ nìyẹn ṣẹ́wá ní ìtẹ̀lé àwọn olórí wa àbí ìtẹ̀lé ẹlòmíì náà nínú àwọn tó ṣe pé wọ́n jẹ́ òbí wa ni ọ̀gá wa ni àti bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ìtẹ̀lé wọn kò gbọ́dọ̀ tako tọlọ́mọ ọba kò gbọ́dọ̀ tako tí Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tó bá ti tako àti kó sínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àyàfi tá a bá mọ̀ pé ìtàn ní ká ṣe tá a ṣe yẹn àbí ìtàn ní ká mọ̀ ṣe tá a ṣe yẹn tá a bá mọ̀ wípé ó tako tọlọ́run ọba lóko so ló jẹ́ pé ọlọ́run ọba jẹ́ kí nǹkan yìí báláǹsì àwọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ olùpèpè tálàfẹ́ ẹ̀sìn làwọn ẹni tí wọ́n jẹ́ àwọn jàmáà onìkan máa sọ fún wọn ìtọ́lọ́run sọ ní ìtánẹ́bí sọ ní nítorí káwọn yẹn má baà ní ẹ́fídẹ́ǹsì lé wọn lórí nítorí kí àwọn yẹn má baà ní ẹ́fídẹ́ǹsì lé wọn lórí sọ iṣẹ́ àfọ́ àkọ́ ni ká máa gbowó àwọn èèyàn kálà ń ṣe jálàbí fún wọn nǹkan nǹkan mọ́ra wọn iṣẹ́ àfọ́ ni kó sọ fáwọn èèyàn èyí tó yẹ kí wọ́n ṣe èyí tó yẹ ká jẹ́ láti lè fi ara ẹ̀ wájú ọlọ́run ọba torí wípé tí àfà tí ò bá máa sọ fún àwọn èèyàn ní ti ẹ kí wọ́n ṣe bákan náà ní ti ẹ fẹ́ jìnà sí ìbálẹ́jọ́ aburú ni tó mọ̀ ní ó jẹ fún tó bá jọ́ gbẹ̀dẹ̀ àti àná Kò lórí ẹ̀ mú àwọn èèyàn míì náà ní ẹ̀sí òjì lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́mọba subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ó lè mú wọn ní ẹ̀sí òjì lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́mọba subhanahu wa ta'ala. So torí náà, iṣẹ́ ẹni tó jẹ́ àfá òun ni kó ṣàlàyé òfin ẹ̀. So àwọn olórí wa á tẹ̀láṣẹ wọn, ṣùgbọ́n àṣẹ wọn tá ń tẹ̀lé kò gbọ́dọ̀ mú wa kọlu àṣẹ ọlọ́mọba subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tó bá ti kọlu a gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ̀lé wọn. A ní tí a bá wá mọ̀ wípé nǹkan ní ká ṣe ó tako tọ́lọ́run a ní ẹ̀síùzù nígbà yẹn. Ṣùgbọ́n ìgbà mi a máa mọ̀ wípé nǹkan tán ní ká ṣe ó tako tọ́lọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala a sì wá ṣe nǹkan yẹn. Àbí nǹkan ní ká mọ̀ ṣe ó tako tọ́lọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala àti ibi tọ́lọ́run fẹ́ tó ṣiṣẹ́ rẹ̀ fẹ́ ní ká ṣe nǹkan yẹn a gbé nǹkan yẹn jù sílẹ̀. Nítorí pé àwọn olórí wa àbí àwọn òbí wa àbọ́ga wa ní ká mọ̀ ṣe irú yẹn a jẹ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀. Àbí tó bá ṣe wípé wọ́n jẹ wá ń pa pàtàkì lọ àwọn olórí wọ́n jẹ wá ń pa láti ṣe nǹkan yẹn lóko. Àbí tó bá jẹ wá ń pa láti ṣe nǹkan yẹn. So tó bá ṣe pé wọ́n jẹ wá ń pa láti ṣe irú situation bẹ́ẹ̀ a lẹ́ṣẹ̀. Ìyẹn tó bá ṣe pé nǹkan tó ju agbára wa lọ ìyẹn àwọn olórí là ń sọ. Náà tó bá ṣe pé kò ṣe pọ́n jẹ wá ń pa àwa la gbà wípé since tó ṣe pé wọ́n jẹ́ olórí àmọ́ jẹ́ àfá wa àwọn náà ní ẹ̀tọ́ láti ṣòfin kò bá àtakò tòfin ọlọ́run ọba. Tí wọ́n bá ti lè nírú ròrí bẹ́ẹ̀ èèyàn ti di kẹfẹ́rí ó ti gbé wọn sí ipò Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kí èèyàn sọ wípé kí ni àwọn olórí wa àwọn náà ní right àti make laws kí laws yẹn dẹ̀ tako òfin ọlọ́run ọba á dẹ̀ mọ̀ a ní àwọn náà ní right. Sẹlòmí ẹ̀ sọ fún wípé báyìí lọ́lọ́run ọba sọ ẹ̀ fi hàn gan nínú Al-Qur'an Karim àbí inú ọ̀rọ̀ àmọ́bí wa Muhammad sọ̀rọ̀lá a ní àfa sẹ́ni gbogbo yìí tẹ́ sọ àti gbọ́. Ṣùgbọ́n nílùú tí wá ń bí nítawọ̀n bàbá wa ń bẹ lórí ẹ̀dùn mùsùlùmí ló pẹ̀rẹ̀ o. Irú èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ ti gbé àwọn tó ń pè láwọn bàbá àwọn èèyàn ó ti gbé wọn sí ipò tọ́lọ́mọ ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ó ti gbé wọn sí ipò ọlọ́mọ ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irú èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ wọ́n ṣe mùsùlùmí mọ́. So wọ́n fi jóye bàbá àbí ni mọ́ṣáláṣí waste of time ni owó tó ná ìnákúnná lókan ná. Kó ló ń lọ ájì ní àmọye ìgbà òun lọ ń múra láàmọye ìgbà òun máa ń gbàwẹ̀ gbogbo ẹ̀ pátápátá òfo ni. Torí pé ńgbà tí ó bá ti gbé ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn aráàlú àbófin ìlú tóun náà mọ̀ pé tako òfin ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ó wáyé anúgbàgà ó ní kí ni òun mọ̀ pé ló ń sọ báyìí ṣùgbọ́n èyí tí àwọn bàbá àwọn ń bẹ lórí ẹ̀ rèé. So kí láǹfààní àwọn iṣẹ́ ìjọsìn tó ń ṣe dókù. So eléyìí là ń pè ní kí ni ṣírkù tọ́à ìwọ orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala níbi tẹ̀lé àwọn ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba. Ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ó wá fún wa ní àpèjúwe nínú Al-Qur'an Karim. Ọlọ́run ọba ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àwọn Nasara àti àwọn Yahudi. Ọlọ́run ọba ní ìtàkàrú àbárọ̀hún wà rúbánáhún àrbábán níndúnilá. Ọlọ́run ọba ní wọ́n mú àwọn àfá wọn àwọn àfá wọn àwọn àbárò wọn àwọn rúbánú wọn àwọn àfá wọn wọ́n sọ wọ́n di àrbá wọ́n sọ wọ́n da ṣòfin wọ́n sọ wọ́n da ṣòfin wọ́n sọ wọ́n dẹni tẹ́ ń ṣèjọsìn fún níndúnilá wọ́n fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lẹ̀. Wọ́n mọ̀ sí Habna Mariam àti Mẹ́sáyà ọmọ Mariam wọ́n ń ṣèjọsìn fún òun náà. Aya yìí ànábì sọ lọ́wọ́ tó láǹka ìkánú àwọn sàábé tó ń jẹ́ kírísítẹ́nì tẹ́lẹ̀ tó wá gba ìsìláàmù ó wá ń bẹ wájú ànábì sọ lọ́wọ́ àríyí wọ̀sálẹ̀ gbàtẹ́rẹ́ ìdí nǹka ọ̀rọ̀ yìí. Òun á wò pé àwọn àfá wọn àwọn ò kì ń forí balẹ̀ fún wọn o bẹ́ẹ̀ làwọn ò kì ń gúnran fún wọn àwọn ò kì ń jẹ́jẹ́ fún wọn. Àwọn nǹkan tó ń gbọ́ yé sí pé kí ni ìmúni ní olúwa ìmúni ní Olong oniye. Anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ni iyen ni bi gba to so fun wi pe iyen to ba wa applicable fun anabi Isa alaihi salatu wasalam pe egbe un de level yen. E le ma ma se be fun apa yen sugbe se ma won apa yin na ni Oluwa e mu won ni asofin. E mu wala asofin. O wa salaye ba se mu won ni asofin. To se pe ta ba mu won ni asofin yen ituma re ni pe kini agbe won si ipo Olorun Oba subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anabi wa ni أليس يحلون لكم ما حرم الله فتحلون صفومي باتون بنو اسين وانيا شيطان با صفوم يي بي انتي اولون ابا سبحانه وتعالى بي ني حرام على لي شي ما تلي وان بك تلي وان تين نا دي مو بي انتولون ابا سو ان تو بنو كيرا اولي كي حرام ني كان لي تاو ابا ين با تي واني بي ني على لي هي لي كين هي لوجي تين نا دي مو بي حرام ني كان يي توري بي كين اغبي وان سي بو اني تو لي شو في بي اولون ابا سبحانه وتعالى oni bala oni bele awon ma nse anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tesuwaju oni wa yuharrimuna lakum ma ahalla allah wa tuharrimuna isala wa ba keleto se ba won afa yin gba mi won aso pe iwo nikan ye iwo nikan yi eyin lo de tele won pe iwo ni isala nge se leto ni oni bele anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fatil ka ibadatu ona de fi se do ti fun afa yin ye anabi oni pale se do ti fun pelu pe en gunran fun en kepe en jeje fun àwọn àfáà yín ẹ̀ ń ṣe ìjọsìn fún wọn pẹ̀lú pé ń tí ọlọ́wọ́n ọba ṣe léèwọ̀ tẹ́yìn náà mọ̀ pé wọ ni tọ́bájọpẹ́ tọ́ ni ẹ̀ ń ṣe ìtọ́lọ́wọ́n ọba ṣe ní ẹ̀tọ́ tọ́bápẹ́ ní èèwọ̀ fún yín tọ́bápẹ́ léèwọ̀ ẹ̀ ń tẹ̀lé wọn ìtọ́lọ́wọ́n ṣe ní èèwọ̀ tọ́bápẹ́ lẹ́tọ̀ọ́ ẹ̀ ń tẹ̀lé wọn ẹ̀yin ló sọ pé kí ni ẹ̀tọ́ ni nǹkan yìí so ló jẹ́ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ ṣẹ́ẹ̀kì ara wa dáadáa a máa ń nífẹ̀ẹ́ àwọn àfáà wa a ma nifi awon olori wa a ma tele awon olori wa sugbon tan ba pe wa lo sibi tako ofin olorun oba a ni tako ma so wi pe sebi e won le sofin ilu na le bi awon ofin kale awon legislature won le se kini won le sofin be ni won le sofin ofin ti o ba nse to tako tolorun sugbon tolorun oba subhanahu wa ta'ala ba ti soro lori e eyan kan o tun gboro soro lori e mo ko wa ni opposite e lun be dalejo ayi akọjọ nínú alquran torí náà ẹdí káṣọ islam wa níbi ìtànkè ní ṣètò tọ́a abẹ́lọ́wọ́ bá subhanahu wa ta'ala kí o fi ẹsẹ̀ wa nílẹ̀ sí ojú ọ̀nà rẹ̀ subhanahu wa ta'ala ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.